We bring in our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And Rick, we had all these notes. We had all these great notes that you sent us about merchandise sales and attendance figures. But we're going to scrap all of that because what we've seen the last 3 days is otherworldly, as Pat puts it. After 54 holes of golf, Tiger Woods has just written another new chapter in his huge, enormous book of highlights in his career. Rick, happy Father's Day to you, first of all, but have you ever seen anyone remotely like Tiger Woods?
Absolutely not. You know, Rooney's articulate mentioning, what did he say, cosmic stuff? Is that what he said, cosmic stuff? That's about, what else do you say? Johnny Miller was speechless last night to tell you, you know, the sad state of affairs. It drew him to not say anything. And the interesting business thing is every Tuesday before the U.S. Open, the USGA hosts a dinner for the heavy, you know, high rollers, and the spot for next year's Buick Pro-Am, where you play alongside Tiger, was an auction on eBay. The bids ended Tuesday night. It attracted 46 bids, $130,000 to play alongside Tiger next year. But listen, it was underdone. I mean, they should have waited till Monday.
$130,000 to play one round of golf with Tiger Woods.
Of only 46 bids. The bottom line is, if had they waited a week, it would have been $250 or $300. And one more quick thing, because I know we're up against it. This will be the most watched weekend golf in the history of the game, clearly. Prime time, Tiger, and, you know, with my daughter, it's the Father's Day thing. She's an avid golfer, will be. She's 14. But families, some of whom have never watched golf before, sitting there last night and watching between 8 and 10 last night. How good for golf was that? That's
amazing.
Tremendous.
Amazing. The high, just for the record, and I agree with you, Rick, this will set all the records TV-wise. Highest rated Sunday at the U.S. Open ever. Final round in 2002 at Bethpage Black. It got a 9 rating, which is huge numbers for golf. Highest rated final round Sunday ever in golf, U.S. Open included, was the 1997 Masters when Tiger Woods was resetting the record books. A 14 rating. Most expect that today's final round, which will leak into primetime till 9 o'clock on NBC, will do better than a 14 rating.
It'll be 18. It'll be 19. You know, and when you say leak into primetime, it's a little bit of a funny thing because, as you know, it goes into the evening programming by far. But it's going to be every kind of record. And, you know, when you look at Tiger's impact, it's been great, but now it's at a higher plateau. We'll see the Kirk Gibson of golf today.
Well, Russ and I were just talking about this, Rick. In my opinion, even if he doesn't win this, you know, because of the injury, because of the layoff, you know, he's got excuses, which Tiger wouldn't use, but he has those if for whatever reason he can't get it done today. I don't think it diminishes one iota the feat, though, that's been accomplished up till now by the mere fact that he's leading this tournament despite those two things I just mentioned that would harbor or inhibit most people from even competing in this event. However, if he does somehow pull this out today, I'm going to agree with Russ. I think this is his best major victory ever.
We are both in agreement with that. I think, Rick, if he wins today, this will be his greatest victory ever in his career.
Well, how would you like to play? You know, Russ, it affects you a bit. But Rooney, who claims to be a really good golfer, what do you think if you can't put weight on your left side? I mean,
what I mean.
You're hitting a slice all.
It's unbelievable.
You're hitting a slice. That's my game. I'm very familiar with that.
I've seen it.
You're hitting a left to right slice
I've
all.
Seen
that's
it,
what you're doing.
But it has nothing to do with your knee, pal. That's the only difference here.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange. Happy Father's Day to you, Rick. It's a very abbreviated segment with you today. We apologize for shortchanging you, but
oh, I don't.
We just got extremely long-winded praising Tiger Woods.
You missed
in the
me
first
cursing,
segment.
Rick. I'm out
no,
here
no,
cursing.
I got no, no. I don't
that.
Care.
Colin
you know,
was able to dump that. So don't worry
that's
about
all right. I have no problem. You know, Rooney, you too. That's fine. And Evans, I'll see you on Thursday.
Yes. Happy right. Father's Day, Rick. Enjoy this final round broadcast today, which will set all the records all time for golf on TV.
Thanks, pal. I can't wait.
There he is, Rick Haro, the attorney that joins us each and every week during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And I am, of course, not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins.